With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court is backing President Trump's foreign aid spending cut.
The Supreme Court is allowing President Trump to freeze nearly $5 billion in foreign aid funding. The order favors a Justice Department appeal and extends a block on a lower court ruling. It's a victory for the president in his legal disputes over the extent of presidential power. The majority wrote that the high court was not making a final ruling in the case, but that Trump's authority over foreign affairs weighed heavily in its decision. One of the three dissenting justices, Elena Kagan, wrote that at issue is the allocation of power between the executive and Congress over the expenditure of public monies. Jennifer King, Washington.
Europe's best players are shining while Americans are struggling after day one at the Ryder Cup.
Europe's top stars are playing like it in the Ryder Cup, and the result was to be expected. Jon Rahm, Tommy Fleetwood, and Rory McIlroy led the way at Bethpage Black as Team Europe won both sessions Friday to build a 5.5 to 2.5 lead. U.S. captain Keegan Bradley.
We have a plan of what we're going to do, and they beat us today, but you know, we're really comfortable with our plan.
Europe silenced the notoriously loud crowd at Bethpage Black. Bryson DeChambeau and top-ranked Scottie Scheffler lost both of their matches. It was the first time since Tiger Woods in 2002 that a number one player started 0-2. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Dangerous tropical weather brewed last night in the Atlantic Ocean with Humberto intensifying into a powerful Category 4 hurricane. And a system forecasters dubbed potential tropical cyclone 9, striking the Caribbean and taking aim at the southeastern part of the United States. Hurricane Humberto had maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour last night and was located about 390 miles northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. This is SRN News. Internationally renowned evangelist, author, and pastor Vadi Bakum has died at the age of 56. After decades of preaching the cause of Christ. In a 2021 interview with Lori Tratup of SRN News, he was asked whether he felt Christians should be more involved in politics.
What is a Christian's responsibility to be informed and be involved?
We also have to be in the world and of the world. I think there's a ditch on both sides of the road. There's a ditch on one side of the road where people are more familiar with their politics than they are with their theology. And there's a ditch on the other side of the road where people's theology doesn't influence or impact their politics. Christ is Lord of all. He's Lord over all, which means that we can't exclude any of those areas of our life. And we can't exclude him for the sake of those areas in our life.
Vadi Bakum passed away at his family's home in Florida Thursday. This is SRN News. Stocks are back in positive territory.
Stocks rose on Wall Street Friday and broke a three-day losing streak. The S&P 500 gained 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.4%. All three indexes pulled closer to their records set at the start of the week. President Donald Trump's latest tariffs caused waves for some stocks, but not for the broad market. Stocks got some help from a report on inflation that suggested the Federal Reserve may be able to continue cutting interest rates. Such cuts would help justify high prices for stocks after their big rally. Damian Troisi, New York.
It pays less and less to buy and flip a home these days. The typical home flipping profit margin fell in the second quarter to its lowest level since 2008, with a typical return of over 25% before expenses. That according to an analysis by Adam, a real estate data company. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.